Happy Easter. This reflection is based on the gospel readings for the octave of Easter. Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. Matthew 28:9. When I realized I had to prepare a reflection for Easter, I was absolutely thrilled and delighted, since I considered it such a great blessing and joy. That thought was followed quickly by a bitter dread. What can I say that hasn't already been said? What can I write that's fresh and new and insightful? How can I give our most important holiday justice? Obviously, the answer is trust God. Find a way to allow God to speak through me. I can only hope I succeeded. So many thoughts on this holiday, the resurrection of our Lord. The resurrection makes the future certain. There is no doubt that there is a life beyond this life. Death is not the end. We also know that death is personal. We don't lose our identity in death. We simply don't join the substance of the world or something like the great circle of life in Lion King. Jesus tells them, "Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself." Luke 24:39. I'm still myself. Part of us remains. The resurrection gives us hope and demonstrates how much God loves us. We are Easter people. And while all that is great and exciting and energizing, it simply didn't speak to me. As I read through the readings of the week, what stood out to me is that Jesus met people where they were. He met Mary Magdalene and the other Mary as they were leaving the empty tomb. They were fearful, yet overjoyed. They ran to tell the good news to the disciples, and Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Jesus met two of his disciples when they were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. He walked and talked with them, stayed with them, and shared meals with them. He allowed them to touch him and examine the wounds in his hands and feet. Jesus not only met other disciples while they were fishing, but he helped them be successful after their hard work came up empty. Afterwards, he shared the rewards of their labor with them when he ate fish and broke bread. Jesus gets us. He's walked in our shoes. He's experienced the limitations of our earthly bodies. He knows our heartbreaks, fears, pains, sufferings, and anxieties. He has walked where we walked and worked where we work. And he meets us wherever we are. We don't need to seek out Jesus because he will seek us. He meets us at our empty tomb. He meets us in our brokenness. He meets us as we walk along life's path. He meets us where we work. He meets us in our failures. He dines with us and shares our everyday, ordinary life with us. And the best part is Jesus can and does open our minds to understand the scriptures, just as he did with his disciples. We are his disciples. He is there to help us learn and grow. He is there to help us succeed. He is there to comfort us and protect us. He is there to talk to and share our life with. He lets us touch him and examine his wounds. So we know he can touch us and examine our wounds. Jesus is there for us. He is our constant companion. Jesus gets us. This Easter season, let us all celebrate the gift of Jesus. Hopefully sometime this Easter season, you can meet Jesus wherever you are in life's journey. You can know the truth of being an Easter person, comfortable in your faith and in God's love. De Coloris, and have an incredibly happy and blessed Easter. Deb Ayers.